Yesterday's raid focused on the Rambam in Hilchos Shechita Perek Yud Beis Halacha Yud. The Rambam says mutter lishchet es ha-mu'beres. It's mutter to shecht a behemah mu'beres. Why? Uber ever mi imayo. The Rishonim say that it's mavur from the Lashon Rambam that there would have been a havamina that it's aser to shecht a behemah mu'beres. That's why the Rambam had to tell us that no, it's not aser. It's really mutter. Why would you have thought it's aser? It's because the pasuk says v'shoyr oiseh oisoy ve'espenoy loisishchat b'yemecha. And if you shecht a behemah mu'beres, a good chance that the uber is going to die. And if that's the case, it would emerge that you violated the iser in the Torah of oisoy ve'espenoy loisishchat b'yemecha. By the way, the Rambam brings this halacha of mutter lishchet es ha-mu'beres in Perek Yud Beis and Hilchos Shechita. If you go through Perek Yud Beis and Hilchos Shechita, it's all the halachas of oisoy ve'espenoy. Halacha aleph starts shoychet oisoy ve'espenoy b'yemecha loikesh. Halacha Yud in the Perek Oisei Vespenoi of the Rambam is where he brings this halacha of mutter lishchet es ha-mu'beres. It's obvious that that's what the Rambam was addressing, and that is you would have had a havamino that this should be included in the sugya of Oisei Vespenoi loisishchatu b'yemechad. Kamash Malon zok the Rambam that it's not a problem. Why is it not a problem? So the Rambam gave a reason. He said it's because uber is eiver me'imayu. We said over for a Meir Simcha Nar Sameach, he was masber that what the Rambam meant was that when we say that if somebody shechts a behema mu'beres, not only is the mother mutter ba'achila, but the uber is also mutter ba'achila, the gedra advarim is that we see the shechita working for the uber just like it's working for the mother. And the gather of how that happens is not that we see two shechitas. Kill, there was a shechita on the mother and there was a shechita on the uber. But rather we view the uber as being ever me'imai, so that if there was a shechita on the mother, obviously the shechita works for all the evarim, and included in all the evarim is the uber. And that's the way the Rambam was miyashim. That's the way the Rambam explained why it is that mutter lishchet es ha-mu'beres. It's because there's not two ma'aser shechitas taking place over here. There's only one ma'aser shechita taking place. And being that there's only one ma'aser shechita taking place, so obviously this is not a violation of the law and the Torah of oisav espinol oisav shechata b'yemecha. And we mentioned that in this Rambam Simcha licked a giloy to the superlundis and the chakiras hayaduos that are discussed in the sugyas of Ben Pekuah. One chakira is, what's the pshat in the heter of the Ben Pekuah? Is the pshat that the shechit of the mother works for the uber? Or is the pshat that a Ben Pekuah doesn't require a shechit? And intim tzoloimah, that it's the shechit of the mother that works for the uber. Is the pshat that we see two shechitas taking place? Or it's one shechita because I view the uber as being a chelik of the mother? The Rambam, b'lishoyne yazov, says Rameh Simcha, was telling you the second tzad in the first side of the chakira. And that is that when you shecht a behemah mu'beres, the reason the uber is mutter is because I see a peshchita in the uber. However, the gather of the shechita is uber ever me'imayhu. Uber ever me'imayhu, says the Rambam. It's for that reason there's one shechita taking place, there's not two shechitas taking place, and therefore it's going to be okay. We mentioned that really this lumdus, the way Rameh Simcha learned up the Rambam in Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud, in Hilchos Shechita, the Briskerov, in the Michtav, to Rabbi Chatzkel Abramsky, in the end of Chidushei Moron Rizal Levi and Sefer, page 158. So the Briskerov told Rabbi Chatzkel Abramsky that that's also pshat in the Rambam, in the end of Perikei of Hilchos Macholos Asuris. The Rambam over there discusses a Ben Pekuah that was born to a behemoth Trefa. And the Rambam says, you're not allowed to eat from that Ben Pekuah. And the Briskerov and Rabbi Chatzkel Abramsky were mutching a little bit. Why is it that you're not allowed to eat it? L'chura, if there's halacha Ben Pekuah, so why don't we say that the shechita of the mother should work for the up? What are you going to tell me because the mother's a Trefa? Trefa doesn't make it a chesaron in shechita. There's a that where a behem is a trophy and not let it eat it. But mitzad the shechita, it's kosher. V'horaya, it's metayra midei tumas nevelo. So to the extent that it was a good shechita, and a chinam, you can't eat the mother because the mother's a trophy, but why can't you eat the uber? The uber is not a trophy, let it be mutter. So said the Briskerov, it's the same lumdus, because the way the heter of Ben Pekuah works is that the shechita is one singular shechita, but I view the uber as being echad me'evareh shelo aim. So if the aim is a trefa and b'cheftza can't be chal heter on the aim, so how could it be chal heter on the uber? And said the Briskerov, look at the lashon of the Rambam. Kores na behema ishacha behema trefa u'matzah ba ben tishachai tzorach shechita la'atiroi ven shechitas imoy my eles loy. I'm skipping mepnei shehu ke'ever me'imoy. The same exact lashon. It's because it's ever me'imoy. In other words, what Rameh Simcha was medayik from the Rambam in Perek Yud Beis Hilchos Shechita, the Briskerovus Medayik from the Rambam in Perakei Hilchas Macholis Asuris, it's the same exact lamdas. That the way the Heter Ben Pekua works is second Maisa Shechita. But rather, we view the Uber Klape, the Halachas of Ben Pekua, as Echad Me Evare. We were Moisif at the end of the raid, and we said that Luchura, it's very mustabit to say, that even though the Rambam seems to be invoking the idea, the Shas idea of Uba Yerachimai, but it's talking that the Rambam doesn't mean to get involved in Uba Yerachimai. The frat the Rambam in Hilchas Shechita, because if he meant Uba Yerachimai, that would mean that if you hold Uba Lav Yerachimai, it's Aset Teshecht, or Behemah Muberes, how come no one ever heard of such a Shechita? Nervous, the Rambam's learning up the Gzeres HaKos of a Ben Pekua, Behemah BeBehemah, V'Choyl BeBehemah, and the Rambam's telling you that over here, Kul Alma Moedi Uba Yerachimai, we mentioned on top of that for Rabbi Leo Greenzeig, Zechreinu Levracha, in his Mikra Eden Parshas told us, he said that throughout Shas, the Gemara brings the Machloikis Uba Yerachimai, Uba Lav Yerachimai, and the Gemara never mentions what the Makar is to Uba Yerachimai. It's mistaber that the Makar is Perik Behema Makasha, and Faker, the Machloikis Uba Yerachimai, Uba Lav Yerachimai is whether or not Behema Makasha, this lumdus way the Rambam understood it, is a global halacha, so you could shtel it to all the sugis a Chazal shtel to Uba Yerachimai too, or maybe it's a very Mesuyan, very local halacha that's only going to get you here, would have no shaykhis to everywhere else. Either way, this was a sikum, a very brief, abbreviated sikum of yesterday's ray. If you take a look at the Ars Sameach that we quoted, Hilchas Shechita Perek Yabez Halachiyah, after he learns up the Rambam, he adds one cryptic line. He says, V'zetam nochoin listoin piyat zadoike. Says Rameh Simcha, that this Rambam is a tam nochoin, listoin piyat zadoike, and then in parentheses, Ure'ei b'sefer ha'eshkoil, b'shem Ramashulim Goyin, ma'sheheshev l'minim. Take a look at Sefer HaEshkol in the name Ramashulim Goyin, what he adds to the meaning. So if you look at the Sefer HaEshkol, it says as follows, V'kosav chad min rab vasa, l'heshev es aminim hachi. One of the Rishonim, Simcha says it was Ramashulim Goyin, but one of the Rishonim, one of the Goyinim, was miyashev the meaning as follows. He said, V'alashlil hanimtza bebehem, an uber that was found inside the rechem of a mother. Dinoi sheyehe nita b'shchitas imai. Ve'em boi mishom oisai v'espenoi. You should know there's no issue there with oisai v'espenoi. V'koiroi, umoitzi es damoi, umote b'achila. Why? She'en karui ben at sheyeitze mimei imai. Because an animal is not considered a ben until it's born. When it's an uber, it's not called a ben. V'cheinu oimer, ki im bincha hayoitze meichal otzecha. That's when something's called a ben. V'chein bedobidu oimer, hinei bni hayoitze mimei. V'cheinu oimer, hinei chara v'yoladet ben. What do you see from all these psukim? She'en karui ben at sheyivaleit v'yeitze la'avroilam. And the emissid said, Ramashulam Goyin, Ube Behema Atzmuksiv, you find this by Behemoth, it says, Shor, Oy Kesef, Oy Eis, Ki Yivoled, She'en Kori, Shor, Oy Kesef, Oy Eis, Ad She Yivoled, until it's going to be born. V'chein, Zesha Kosaboy, Oysev Espenoy, Loysev Shchatu B'yoy Mechot. So when it says in the Torah, Oysev Espenoy, Loysev Shchatu B'yoy Mechot, La'achaleda, Koru Ben, it's Davka La'achaleda, it's called Oysev Espenoy. Obe B'mei Imoy, Enoy Koru Ben, Umutter, and it's going to be mutter. Says Rameh Simcha, take a look at the Sefer HaEshkol, who quotes Minchad Mirab Vos Ramashon Goyin, who was Meshev the Minim, who held that it's Asa Teshech the Bein Muberes, because they held that it's Asa Sev Espenoy Leis Eshchat to be a Mechit. And what was the teretz that he gave? The teretz he gave was, it's not called Benoy. You know why it's not called Benoy? Because Benoy means once it's born. Benoy means where it's Ki im bincha hayoytze michal otzecha. Hine bini hayoytze mimeya. Hinoch hara v'yoladis bein. And by behema also, shor oy kesef oy eis ki yivoleit. It's then and only then that it's going to be considered a ben. But the point is, that's why it's not considered oytzev espenoi. The truth is that this inyan of tshuvas haminim that the Sefer HaEshkol brings minchan miravasa, it says it already in the Sefer HaNetzachim. So we've quoted the Sefer HaNetzachim several times over the years. It was written by one of the Rishonim, Rabbi Yontif Lipman Milhoisen. Quoted by the Shla, as a big mechaber of tefillas, he was a Talmud of the author of the tefillah Baruch Shem Avohi Oil. But Rabbi Yontif Lipman Milhoisen, he wrote a sefer called Sefer HaNetzachim. It's a very interesting sefer. It's a Pirush al HaTorah, and it's all the vikuchim that the Gedolei Yisrael, the Prushim had with the Tzedukim and the Baisusim and all these Minim and Apikorsim, the Meshach Tadar. So if somebody wants to prepare Chumash Torah and wants to say over a Vikuach at the Shabbos table, make for interesting discussion. So you could open the Sefer on the Tzachit and literally Al Seder Aparsha, he has these Inyonim, and Baruch Hashem over the years, there's a few stickers, we've mentioned some of the Shtiklach. In Parshas Emor, Vishoy, Oy Kesef, Oy Eiz, Mikan liglugu aleinu hatzedukim. The tzedukim were malaglig on us. Sha'anu shoichten es abehema k'shim uberes. Because we shecht abehema uberes. And they had tainus. And he goes and he says, essentially, there's a little more there, ayin sham, if you want to see it inside. But essentially what the Sefer Eshko brought min chavir avos. So this was an Indian that the Rishonim were dealing with. The Rishonim were going up k'neged these minim, and they were dealing with this Indian. And their response was, ki bin take a look at the psukim that the Rabbi Yontif Lipman Milhoisen brings. But the mahalach was, there's no problem with Oysa Vesmenoi. You know why there's no problem with Oysa Vesmenoi? Because Ben is not considered Shoyra Kesav Eski Yvoli. Actually, Yvoli, it's not considered Ben. So what's Oysa Vesmenoi? You're going to end up killing the Uber. This is not something that should be a problem. The reason it's not something that should be a problem because at the end of the day, this won't be an issue. The Emes says, if you look in the Rishonim, they bring that really the source of these minim were the karoim. The source of these minim were the karoim. So not all minim were created equally, right? We lumped them all together. You have the kutim, and you have the tzedukim, and you have the baisusim, and you have the karoim, and the minim of apikarsin, all the fashidin malshinim, and all these chevra, right? But the karoim were a very unique group of people. They lived in the Arab countries, Bavel, where, by the way, like the latest Amoraim and the Savoraim and the early Goyim lived, they rear their ugly heads in a meaningful way for the first time in the 9th century in the times of Rav Sadia Goyim. And they were around for a couple of hundred years. They were very erlich, they were very, very from, but they didn't believe in the Torah Shabbat Pass. So obviously, their Yiddishkeit was meaningless. But the point is, them zech gehalten as very, very from a people. They even had a whole Shulchan Aruch of how you were supposed to observe the halachas of the Torah. In the Shulchan Aruch of the Karoim, L'Havdol Elef Alfei Havdolos, it says as follows. It says, V'shoy oi se oisoi ve'es b'noi, kasa b'loshen zachar v'chulu, v'al kein osu lishchoi behema hara ki hayeled b'meyel. If you're going to say that whatever they have in their Me'ayim is not called Banim, and from that pasuk, which is referring to Yaakov and Esav, and they're in the womb of their mother, and they're called Banim. So they tiny, this was the meaning. They said, what kind of business is this? And Leheshev es Aminim, Leheshev es Aminim, Rav Meshulam Goyin, and Rav Yontif Lipman Milhoisen, and Rav Simcha sends you to this whole schmooze. That's why we're talking about this. This is our license to discuss this. But the point is, they were coming from a pasuk in Parashas Toldos. They felt the fact that it says Vayisroitz Abad Mekimah. That's right. So what's the teretz? What's the teretz? And it's interesting because nobody really addresses it Mefurish. Oh, but the emes is, we know what the teretz is. The teretz is, if you take a look at Devin Ezra on that pasuk, Vayisroitzu Abonim Bekirba, says, V'nikru Bonim Al Shem Soifon. They're called Bonim Al Shem Soifon. V'chein, and Devin Ezra, Kedarki brings rayas that sometimes the Torah talks Al Shem Soifon. So the Torah is describing something happening in real time, but describing the things or the players based on what they will be in the future. They're being described Banim Al Shem Soifon because at some point they're going to be Banim. But the bottom line is that Teretz to the Minim is the Evan Ezra. It's really Al Shem Soifon. And by the way, we know the Evan Ezra was busy with the Karoim. The Rosh HaKaroim was a fellow by the name of Anan. Anan ben David. That was his name. He was from Malchus Beis David. He claimed to be the Reish Galus or whatever. But anyways, his name was Anan ben David. And we know that Ezra quotes Anan. Kiyodui, don't like him a lot. But he quotes Anan. And sometimes, if you know, you know, the Rishonim, in a very subtle way, they're referencing something that was a very, very big deal that you would never appreciate. V'nikru bonim al shem soifam. There's a mulchama going on over here. This is in Sefer HaNitzachim, literally. And the bottom line is, this is sort of the rest of the story. This is what it is that's playing itself out. So the bottom line is Akrameh Simcha. That you see the Rishonim were already very busy with this Vikuach. Because the Minim, specifically the Karaim, were of the opinion that you're not allowed to shech the behemu beres. And in their Shulchan Aruch, this was not something that's okay. And what's the reason? Because the teretz is, we have to miyash of this. The whole perek habeim amakasha. We know you're allowed to shech the behemu beres. So the Minim went ahead and the Minim said, no, that's not called a ben. It's not called a ben. And I have all these riyas that it's not called a ben. That's only going to be mentioned al shem sofer. And if it's not called a ben, so therefore, when it's a muberes, there's no issue of oisei vesbenoi. That the Rambam came ahead and the Rambam gave a different teretz, because when the Rambam said, now that you know the Karaim were infatuated with this idea, it's poshet. If you know anything about the Rambam was busy dealing with the Karaim. So the Rambam's going ahead and the Rambam is fighting the Karaim, and that's mutter lechatchilo lishchoy behemu muberes lohoitzi miliban shal karaim, and he gave a new reason. So says Rav Meir Simcha that this time of the Rambam said, tam nochen listen piyat tzedakah, that's what the Rambam meant to do. Rambam meant to give a different reason. It's interesting that what emerges is really that we have two drachim, we have two mahalchim to answer this tshuvas aminim, and that is maybe it should be also to shech the beim muberes based on oisay vayis benoy lois shechat beim echad. We have the mahalach that all the rishonim seem to have, and their vikuchim, this is the way the rishonim went. They said it's not called benoy because as long as it's bimei imoy, it's not going to be called benoy. And then we have the Mahalach of the Rambam. The Rambam says it's because Uber Ever Me Imoyu, and being that Uber is Ever Me Imoyu, it's one Maisa Shchita, there's no Shchita taking place. Now, what did the Karam hold? So we know the Karam held that the Uber is considered a Ben. They had a Raya. But clearly, they also held that in the world of Ashoichet Behema Muberes, in the longness of it, the way you would see it is that there's two Shchitas taking place. There's a Shchita in the mother, and there's a Shchita in the Uber. And as a result, it would be like Shchat. Two, it would be two shchitas be a mechad. That's not something that's okay. Meaning they held not like what we hold, which is that an Uber is not called a ben. Also, not like the longest of the Rambam of Uber is not even me. So the fact that they weren't oimid on the oimik of Rameh Simchin or Sameach and Marna Griz and the Michtav, that doesn't come as a pichidish to me. But the bottom line is, there's a shchit on the Uber, there's two shchitas going on. They missed the whole boat. They didn't know this or Sameach. They didn't know the Brav and the Michtav, and as a result, this is what's going on over here, right? So again, they're coming from number one, there's two shchitas taking place, and number two, the Uber is a ban. The tshuva to the minim is one of two things. You could go with the derech of the Rambam, and that is, it's one shchit, it's not two shchit. That's because together, ben pekua is ubi erechim, right? Or you could go the way the Rishonim went, and that is that an uber is not considered a ban. I just want to be myself one hour. That is, it's yudua that Rabbi Kiva Eger, in Shailos Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger, and this is the Siman Kufayim Beis, he asks, very interesting question. He says that why is it mutter for a man to be boil ishtoy me'uberes? There should be a problem of being ba'al bitoy. To the extent that his wife is mu'uberes and she's carrying a bas, and you have to know why Reb Kiveger only asked from bas and not from ben, but Kiveger's kasha is from bas. Why is there no problem of being ba'al bitoy? Azoy freit Reb Kiveger, this is a tshuva that was written to his son Reb Shloime Eger. Zot Reb Kiva Eger, you gotta tell me what Shaykh is. He's not being Baal Bit. He said, but the Gemara says in Masechtas Temura that in the event that there was a behemoth that was nirvas, so somebody was revei with a behemoth, so we know that behemoth is also to put on the Mizbech. But it's not only the behemoth that's also to put on the Mizbech, any Uber that was inside the behema at the time of the revia is also going to be asr. And in the lashon of the Gemara, because he uvlada nivalo, because we say side the behema and side the uber were both somehow part of this beer. If that's the case, Frank Rav Kiva Eger, if there's an idea of he uvlada nivalo, say hech mutter beishtoy meuberes. He uvlada nivalu, this person's being Baal Pita. Azoy Frank Rav Kiva Eger. His mahalach is even more surprising. Azoy Rav Kiva Eger, the muscharishin, I think the teretz is, because we know a ktana that's p'chusa mi'baski mulshon of yoy mechad is not a basbia. So being that she's an uber, so she's less than 3 years old. So she's not a basbia. So it's not a maisabia. Azoy Rav Kiva Eger, it's a problem. The reason is because we know that a zochar, a katan, who's less than 9 years old, is also not a barbiya. Yet Chazal said that a katan who's less than 9 years old, that's ba. Midirabbanan, we treat it like a maisabiyah, it's negay a lot of different halachas. So if midirabbanan al kapanim, a katan who's less than 9 years old's bia is a bia, so a ketana who's less than 3 years old bia should also be considered a bia. So l'chura al kapanim midirabbanan should be a problem. Instead, they rise, so she's not a bas bia. But midirabbanan should be a problem. Zakrab kveg, it's pasha. The only time the rabbanan say something is aser is where if the rabbanan wouldn't institute their iser, it would be mutter. A katan who's less than 9 years old is not a bar bia. Based on that, if he would do a maisa bia, it would be nothing. Chazal had to come and say, we don't want it to be nothing. So they said, midrabbanan, the bia is going to be considered a bia. But a ketana p'chusim v'askim l'shana b'yayim echad, if someone would be ba'aleh, it wouldn't be nothing. The reason it wouldn't be nothing is because to the extent that she's not a bas bia, it's ki'ilu, the person was ba'an eitzim v'avonim, and he's going to be over the iser of hashchas hazer l'vatala. So kumtais, it's anyway, it's going to be awesome. So zokrab kivega haflav a fellow. It comes out that if someone's ba' on a ketana p'chusim v'baskim l'shana v'yayim echad, midday rice, it's nothing because she's not a basbia. Midday rabbanon, it's also nothing, because why would the rabbanon go ahead and make something aser that otherwise is anyways aser because of hashchas hazer l'vatal? So there's no isn't day rice and no isn't the rabbanon. What is there? There's an isn't zer l'vatal. In this case, where it's being balish, there's no zer l'vatal. So based on that, zokrab kivega v'advarim mefursamim, this is not going to be an issue. So he's Zokrab Kivega. So Kivega was muching that based on the Gemara, he who vlad the nirvo should be usher for a man to be Baal Ishna Muberes because he's being Baal Bitoi. The Teretz is, she's a Pchusim Baskim Moshan of Yemechad, I is the Rabbanon. It's, there's no reason to make such a nitz because it's Zerl of Atol, but here's not Zerl of Atol, so based on that, it's going to be mut. This from Kivega bothered me tremendously. Tremendously. Kivega is asking that if somebody's Baal on Ishna Muberes, he should be a Baal Bitoi. Why? Because the Uber is his daughter. Whose taina is that? That's the Karoyim. Kvega's naming on the Karoyim and his Karoyim. What's Pashup Shana with Kvega? Imamish bothered me. Kvega's naming on the Karoyim. That is the Vikuach. That's the Chuvas Aminim. Open a Sefer Eshkol. Take a look at the Sefer Anitzachim. This was the grace of Vikuach. The Shaila was, is there Oisei Vespinol, is the Shchat Ben Mechad Uber or not? The Karoyim said, yeah, it's considered Benoi. The Mina said, no Sheiches. Shoyre Kesev Eis, Adshei Yivoleit. All the Psukim by humans, for sure it's like that. Hina Charov Yeladet Pei. It's not, if it's not Benoi and Oisei Vespinol, it's not Bito. It's Vos Vil Reb Kivei. Kivega's naming on the Karoyim. It's Mamish, it's a Milsad to me. It bothered me tremendously. Then this is another Reb Kivega. This Reb Kivega is in a Zagoyis and Shulchan Aruch. It's in Ilchas Basav Echalav. It's in Simen Pei Zayin. It's a Hafodig Reb Kivega. We've mentioned this a few times over the years. Reb Kivega has a suffix whether or not it's mutter for a person to eat basar with the chalav of a behemoth treifa. Now, why would you think the chalav of a behemoth treif is different than any chalav? So we mentioned this halacha yesterday. There's a halacha in basav chalav. It says in the Torah, "Savash gdi b'chalev imay dafka a behemoth that's really yisaim." If a behemoth is not really yisaim, at that point there's no isa basav chalav medei raisa. Chazal say a treif is enoi moilet. So if that's the case, comes out a treif is not really royal yisaim. If a treif is not royal yisaim, so based on that, maybe there should be no isa bas of a chalav to eat basa together with the chalav of a treif. So Krib Kivega, I'm not sure. You know why I'm not sure? Because in as much as it's true that a treif is any royal yisaim, a treif ain't a moilid. But no one said a treif can't become pregnant. Maybe it could become pregnant. Maybe it's in a moilet, it can't follow through with the pregnancy. But maybe to become pregnant, it could. And Zokrab Kivega have a raya from a Rashi in Sanhedrin that as soon as somebody has a child, even in utero, at that point, the mom is a mom and the tat is a tat. This is a whole schmooz. But the mom is a mom and the tat is a tat. If that's the case, the fact that Shreif is in a moilet is not a raya that it can't be called a name, because you don't have to be moiled to be called a name. As long as you have an Uber, that already would be enough. This Reb Kivega's Lushitasa in the Tshuva. Reb Kivega's naming on that you could be a ben or a bas in utero. Memela, the parent could be a father or a mother when the child is in utero, right? But if you're a mother when you have an Uber, then the Uber should be a bas. And if the Uber is a bas, you should be considered a mother. L'chayra, it's the flip side of the same coin. L'chayra, they should be tali zebazai. So l'chayra, these two Reb Kivegas are saying the same thing. That we view the bas Berechem imoy as a bas. Hence the mother is being a mother. This is mamish the time of the kutim. What's poshim shah? I mamish don't know. This is the time of the karam. Abulul the mistafina. Maybe it's poshim. Could be it's like really, really, really poshim. And that is, it's true, Rav Meshulam Goyen in the Sefer Eshkol and Rav Yontif Lipman Milhoizen in the Sefer Anitzachim. The way they were meshiv the minim was that it says Oisav Espinolias Hashchat BeMechad. This is not called the Ben. But the Rambam had a different mahalach. Rambam didn't say that. The Rambam came with a whole lumdus. The Rambam said because Ubi Yerachimoy Ken Zayn State in Rambam that the Rambam klapi that Shaila held like the Karam that the Rambam Taka held. The Rambam Taka held that it is a Ben because if the Rambam held it's not a Ben then Mutalish Chabem Uberes as Oisav Espinoy the whole question. Dead on arrival because Abad, it's not a problem. It's not Oisai Ves Benoi. You don't have to get involved in the super duper lumness of the Sameach and the Beskarov and the Michtav in terms of how Ben Pekua works. It's Pashat that it's going to be Mutter. It's going to be Mutter because it's not considered Bnei. I think from the fact that the Rambam didn't say that, from the fact that the Rambam got involved in his super duper lumness, from the fact that the Rambam said what he said, that's the biggest raya in the world, maybe, that the Rambam held that really it is considered a Ben. I feel in utero. If it's considered a Ben, it's considered a bas. It could be this Reb Kivegan, the Tshuva, and Reb Kivegan is a goyis in Shulchan Aruch. It's all going in Shitas HaRambam. Avad in that vikuach, we're taking on the position of the Karan. But ironically, counterintuitively, lahavdil alav alfi avdolis, somehow the Shitas HaKaran in the world of the Rambam was the Shita. It's a Pella. But it was Taka the Shita, and based on that Shita, Freit Reb Kivegan, his Kasha and Zok Reb Kivegan, his Ha'ara that he says in a goyis in Shulchan Aruch, it's in Pezayin. But just to end with one last Ha'ara, and that is, I saw in the Sefer Mikra Eda from Rabbi Leo Greenstein. It's in the same exact shtickle. So he quotes from a sefer called Ginzei Shechter. So Ginzei Shechter, again, we're going where we're really not supposed to go, is a collection of works that were gathered by Solomon Shechter. So Solomon Shechter was, right, Kiyodua, and, right, one of the founding fathers of the modern conservative movement. But Solomon Shechter, at one point, was on the faculty of Cambridge University. During that time, the Cairo Geniza was discovered. It was discovered by people that were on the Cambridge faculty, and they bought it for a song. It was definitely Oina. What they paid for it, and they had it shipped over to London, and Solomon Shechter spent decades of his life going through the different things that were found in the Geniza, and it's known as Ginzei Shechter. That's what it's known as. Rabbi Leo Greenstein, in that piece, Mikra Ha'eda, this great guy, and he quotes Ginzei Shechter, and he says, if you take a look in Chelek Beis, and he quotes the page, it's page 478. This is all the Shulchan Aruch of the Karam, all their interesting halachas, their strange customs that they had. One of the halachas that they had was that if your wife is pregnant, you have to be Pirish from your wife. It's aser for a man to be Baal Ishtai Mu'beres. Zogt Rabbi Leo Greenstein, it's poshet, it's the Karam l'shitasai. The Karam that held that it's aser to Shechta Behem Mu'beres, because Oisei Ves Benoi Lois Ishchatu B'yoymechen, and stay Alumnus, because it says by Yisroel to Abana Mekirba. So based on that, it's gonna be a problem. Well, if that's the case, it can't be Baal Ishtai Mu'beres. You know why, Reb Kivegas Kasha? Because every time a person's being Baal Ishtai, he's also being Baal Bitoi, based on the Gemara Tvura Daflamet that says he vlad nirvu. So because of Reb Kivegas Kasha, they elders is gonna be a problem. Fakert al Rishonim on Mitzdarin. That if you nem on the Shita Sakaram, that is Reb Kivegas Kasha. With all super duper alumnus again, the Karam didn't know the Sameach and the Beskarov. They didn't know Reb Kivegas Cheshbin. Neither. It doesn't surprise me, but al-Kopadim, this whole idea that the Karam would hold, they have to be punished from Ishtai Me'uberes, this was Lishita Sayu, this is Rabbi Leo Greenstein Zahara. It's the Lishita Sayu, the Karam, that the Karam held, that something's considered a ban or a bas, a filo in utero, and based on that, this would be an issue.